In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. From May 3, 1873, Marie Julie Jehenny had more than 5,000 ecstasies, sometimes one a day, but other days more than one, during her long life of 91 years. The most exciting thing was when the miraculous communion also took place during the crucifixion. She also had the gift of levitation. The life of Marie Julie Jehenny is a 100% mystical life. Every day she had ecstasies in which she communicated with Jesus or the Virgin Mary, the saints or the angels. She had a lot to suffer because she was a victim soul. She offered everything to Jesus for the conversion of sinners. And Jesus gave her the stigmata of his passion so she could more fully identify with him. May her life inspire and encourage us on the path of holiness. And may we say with sincerity and our will, I want to be a saint. And if we do not become canonized saints, at least by trying and desiring, may we faithfully fulfill the mission that God has entrusted to us in this world. In the ecstasy of July 16, 1901, she says, "The Virgin Mary wore the brown scapular on her chest. It is a bright light like a blazing sun. I see a multitude of souls wearing the scapular on their chest." And our Mother, the Virgin Mary, said, "My children, if you knew the protection and the graces that are received from this scapular, at the moment of death, I present this holy image to Satan, and it is enough to make him release his prey. I attend the deaths of everyone who wears this scapular, and often I get many graces for the last moments for making purgatory shorter. I have never allowed anyone who has worn the brown scapular all his life to perish as Satan's prey." In the ecstasy of July 1901, the Virgin Mary says, "Purgatory is a day without night, without rest for the soul that is purified. The soul there has an admirable patience. The soul knows that the time of purification must be fulfilled. The soul adores the will of God that makes the soul suffer to deserve the eternal reward. Time seems long because of the desire to see Jesus. But the more the soul advances towards heaven, that desire increases and the soul is more purified. Often the crown of Hail Marys on a rosary can send a soul to heaven. One single communion and the soul can fly to heaven. Sometimes it takes less, just the Our Father or a Hail Mary in honor of the Holy Scapular, that is, the brown scapular. This wealth is immense. They are graces so abundant that they cannot be enumerated. What power the celebration of Mass has! Only in heaven will you understand the immense efficacy of this prodigy of power and goodness for our liberation." In the ecstasy of November 14, 1905, the Virgin Mary says, "The souls in purgatory are confirmed in grace. In that place, they recognize and console each other. The souls in purgatory see the ingratitude of those who forget them, although they have left them in tears and have promised not to forget the souls of purgatory." The priest who celebrates Mass for the souls of purgatory needs to think about the soul for whom he is celebrating Mass. His thought will bear double fruit when celebrating it with more will and intention. Sometimes Mass is celebrated without a thought for the soul for whom it is offered. During the month of November, which is consecrated to the souls of purgatory, innumerable souls go to heaven. Rejoice! In heaven, the first thing the souls of purgatory do, after thanking Jesus, Mary, and Saint Joseph, is to ask for graces in order to assist their relatives on earth. The Virgin says, "Dear children, there are a multitude of abandoned souls in purgatory, and there are those who only need a communion or the stations of the cross to go to heaven. They would be your friends if you help them get into heaven, and they would come to bring you abundant graces from God. The grace of a Mass and communion is a grace that surpasses all other graces." Marie Julie says, "When I prayed the Holy Rosary, I often heard the souls of purgatory answer, 'Holy Mary.'" In the apparitions of La Salette approved by the Church, the Virgin Mary said, "God is going to punish the world in an unprecedented way. For a time, the Church will be given over to great persecutions. This will be the time of darkness. The Church will have a terrible crisis. There will be a global war that will be terrible. Various cities will be shaken and engulfed by earthquakes. Our Mother, the Virgin Mary, warns us of the grave dangers into which humanity can fall. She speaks to us of persecutions against the Church, of generalized religious indifference, of apostasy, of the impurity that reigns everywhere, but gives us hope that in the end, God will triumph through the Virgin Mary, and there will be a new world of justice, love, and peace. Let's take life seriously. Let's live the days of our lives with joy and peace, with a look at the eternity that awaits us. Jesus loves us and wants to make us happy forever." After knowing a little more about the life of Marie Julie Jehenny, we can realize how important it is to live for eternity and not get caught up in the ordinary things of every day. There are many people who only think about enjoying life, enjoying the pleasures, parties, and comforts, and think little or nothing about eternity. That is why it is necessary that you take your life more seriously and live for eternity and not for the Monday to Friday of this world. Life is very short, and you have to make the most of it. We must live with a mind that is awake, with a soul in grace directed towards heaven, which is our definitive homeland to which we must aspire. Let us live for God. Let us live as close to God as possible, avoiding at all costs even the smallest venial sins. And let us rejoice in knowing that our Catholic faith is the best way to reach God, and that it offers us the best means of sanctification. Let us love God with all our hearts. Let us love the Virgin Mary as a dear mother, and let us not forget that we have a guardian angel who is always by our side to help us and protect us from all evil. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.